following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. It's sometimes asserted that daylight savings time was first proposed by Benjamin Franklin in a letter to the editors of the Journal of Paris. However, the article was humorous. Franklin was not proposing daylight savings time, but rather that people should get up and go to bed earlier. It was first seriously proposed by William Willett in The Waste of Daylight, published in 1907, but he was unable to get the Parliament of the United Kingdom to adopt it despite considerable lobbying. The idea of daylight saving time was first put into practice by the German government during World War I, between April 30th and October 1st of 1916. Shortly afterwards, the United Kingdom followed suit, first adopting DST between May 21st and 1st of October 1916. Then, on March 19th of 1918, the United States Congress established several time zones, which had already been used by railroads since 1883, and made daylight savings time official, which went into effect on March 31st of that year. It was observed for 7 months in 1918 and 1919, and then the law, however, proved so unpopular, mostly because people rose earlier and went to bed earlier than in modern times, that the law was later repealed. Daylight savings time was again reinstated in the United States on February 9, 1942, as a wartime measure to conserve resources, this time during the fighting of World War II. But it wasn't until 1966 that the Uniform Time Act mandated that daylight saving time would begin nationwide on the last Sunday of April and end on the last Sunday of October. Any state that wanted to be exempt from daylight savings time could do so by passing a state law, provided that it exempts the entire state. The law was amended in 1972 to permit states that straddle a time zone boundary to exempt the entire area of the state lying in one time zone. The law was again amended in 1986 to begin daylight savings time on the first Sunday in April. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. As Benjamin Disraeli once said, "The most successful people in life are the people who have the best information."